Okay, well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Saturday morning team gathering. So, Karen, take it away.
All right, our Saturday, our action workshop. And, you know, we've been going over all the different steps, you know, step by step, how to build a business. And always number one is mindset. And, you know, for everybody that's doing the I can, I'm going to read the first one. My I can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My I can attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. And I remember a poem from a long, long time ago. It, I think in secret, but it comes to pass. My life is but a looking glass. You know, we think that we can think in secret and nobody will know or it won't make any difference. But everything we think, you know, it creates a vibration. It has a result. One of the things that happens first with our thoughts is it creates hormones in our body. It creates signals to our body, you know, like if you have a fear thought, the type of hormones that you have, or you have a, you know, a happy thought and excited and I can do it thought, and, you know, you have happy hormones and you have energy. You know, if you're depressed about something, you have, it makes hormones, and, you know, you can just barely drag yourself around and you can't smile and, so, you know, we can't think in secret. So every time we start to think about something, we just have to, you know, like in the law of attraction, do I want more of this in my life? And, you know, we got to push the reset button and we got to think about what we do want and how we can move towards it. And so Nikan is actually pretty simple. It starts with our mindset, our I can attitude, and, we create with our thoughts, feeling that turns into actions. And so then once we do that we want to do that at least every day, probably multiple times a day, check in with making sure that we're on track with our thoughts and our vibration. And then the actions are we're going to find people to talk to, lead generation, and we're going to invite them to take a look at Nikan. And we're going to do a presentation. Usually we use a tool. Or we get people, to listen to a link or onto a webinar or to a local event or to a big event. And we follow up in all of the stages because it's bringing people through a discovery process. You know, we just don't talk to them once. We're going to be probably talking to them multiple times and building that relationship to find out what they are really wanting in their life and having them look at various aspects of Nikan to see if this can be the match for them to help them have what they want more of in their life. And then we get people started, start them as a customer, start them as a business partner, whichever they want to do, and then we help them get the business going, and then we promote events. We promote these conference calls. It's the way we leverage our time. It's the way we duplicate. It's the way we leverage other people. You know, by like this morning, Gloria is going to be sharing. And so by inviting a bunch of your team onto the call, you're leveraging Gloria. You're leveraging your time. And so promoting events, those are the things we do. You know, lead generation, inviting people to take a look, presenting and bringing people through the discovery process, following up. Enrolling people as a customer or a consultant, helping them get their business started, and then promoting all of the events from conference calls, local events, and big events. And so this morning, Gloria Snyder and her team are going to be on to help us with the inviting part. One of the most important things, I think, is asking people questions and getting into these conversations, making those connections, finding out what they want, and so that they know that we're interested in them. And Gloria has developed a list of questions that she asks, and she has them written down even. She can sit down and read them with people. She can do it over the phone. She can do it in person. And so, Gloria Snyder, share with us, and you're getting great results, so please share with us this morning how you're doing that.
Good morning. Good morning. One correction to what you said, Karen. This is not the question to get someone to sit with you or to be on the phone with you. This is actually the mini presentation of questions that I do. When I am doing it or I'm doing it with a team member, what I ask people is, will you give me 15 minutes to learn about what I do so that it could possibly benefit someone in your life that you know? This has worked over the phone. This has worked in one-on-one presentations, and this has worked in group settings. Vicki couldn't be on the call this morning, but she made just one of those calls. She needed physical therapy last year, and so she called her physical therapist and said, do you allow people to come in and do an in-service? That's what these therapists call the presentations. And she said, sure. There'll be five of us. Come while we eat and talk to us. So they knew nothing about this. And we brought very few products, and we gave them the 15 minutes that we promised. They stretched it into 30 with some questions and some other demos. And so that's all you need to do. We've heard people say this, whether they're working online or they're working face-to-face or they're working over the phone or Skype or however they communicate, you're just asking people for permission to get them some information. And once I get that permission, then I go into this script and I literally read the questions. I hold them in my hand. I don't have them memorized. I change them up a little bit. I skip around with them. So this is my guideline, and if you choose to use this a little bit, then just make it your own. But I would encourage you to keep the first question. So, Jack, your line is open. Most people are muted. Can I use you as my guest?
Absolutely.
All right. So thank you, Jack. Yeah, I got you. Thank you, Jack, for giving me a few minutes. I appreciate the referral from Sue that she asked if we could talk for a few minutes. And do we still have 15 minutes? I know schedules change and we're on different coasts, so are we still okay with 15 minutes?
Yep, 15 minutes is good. I'm good.
Okay, I'm going to watch my clock. I might even set my alarm because I like to talk. So I'm just warning you that I am watching the clock for both of us. All right, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Most of them are rhetorical. You don't have to be replying, but I hope that they help you think of someone else in your sphere of influence. My first question is, have you ever seen a commercial or read a print ad for a medication, and when hearing the list of side effects, did it give you pause to think maybe the ailment, untreated, is better than that list of side effects?
Every time. Really?
Every time. Yeah, it is incredible. Have you heard anyone expressing concerns about contaminated water sources? Or maybe you've got a friend who spends part of their paycheck on bottled water because they don't trust tap water, and now they have concerns about the environmental impact of making and disposing of these plastic bottles.
Oh, yes, and both of those questions gave me goosebumps, Gloria.
Well, then I'm reaching a nerve. All right. Who do you know who would rather not be on medication but would rather prefer preventative care? Do you know anyone who wishes they could get a good night's sleep? In your sphere of influence, is there a family struggling with a child who can't stay focused in school? Do you know anyone with breathing challenges or struggles with allergies? Who do you know who would enjoy vital energy without medication or artificial stimulants? Do you know anyone who suffers from winter blues because of lack of sunshine? Would there be an American veteran in your life who carries seen or unseen burdens after returning home? Have you already started improving your home improvement? but would like some more answers. Now, if I told you there was a company with solutions for these concerns, would you be interested in learning more?
Wow, yeah, I'd say yes to every one of those questions, and I definitely want to learn more.
Thank you. And with your permission, I will now tell you that the company that I was introduced to over 17 years ago and have remained a loyal customer to is the Japanese research and development company, Nikan. Have you ever heard of Nikan?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. Is that Nikon?
It's Nikken, and it is a... It stands for Japanese Health. It's an acronym. And they are built on this principle of humans being more. And that's what they ask of me and my family, to seek this balance in what they call five pillars of health. And that is having a healthy mind, body, family, contribution back to society, and finances. And when we're seeking that balance, that is well-being. And so that's what they have asked of us, and that is why when the products first were introduced to us and the products worked, we became involved in the business because we, too, wanted to just spread this gift and allow people to make a choice of better health rather than just taking a chance that they could be healthy. So you're dealing with a company. Whenever you deal with a company, I want you to know that, you know, however you evaluate a company before you become a customer, I ask that you do that evaluation and kick the tires any way that is right for you. I will send you any information that you need so that you can trust them the way I have over the years. They are a debt-free, privately owned company. They have created millions of customers and billions of dollars in their 41 years of business. They are new to you, but they are certainly not new as a corporation. And now they are an American corporation since 1999. They're anchored out in California. So should you choose to be a customer, everything is direct shipped from the warehouse in California to you. The categories that they work on in their research and development are things that are in nature. They don't invent things. They tweak what they find in nature and find a way to bring it into my home. And so that's what I've trusted. I've trusted that they find something that was created, and then they find a way to they do the research with the science background of why it's good for us and then bring it into my house. So they have cleaned up the air in my home. They have cleaned up the water in my home that I cook with and drink and shower in. They have given me some whole food organic nutrition that I do not have to be concerned about the ingredients. They've improved the light in my home so that I can benefit from full sunlight while I'm in the home. And they've eased some sleep and need for those over-the-counter medications to relieve some aches. And personally, I was able to put off a hip replacement 12 years because of not hurting. And then my husband was freed from debilitating headaches that he brought back from Vietnam with him. And now we both get deep restorative sleep. We're in our 60s and we're not on any medications, and we enjoy the challenge. I think of it as a challenge whenever Nikan comes out with a new product, that they layer on the good and they say, just how good can you feel? And so, as I said, we trust this company. Every time they come out with something new, my husband knows we're going to make a purchase, because we do know that each time we've layered on another product, it has improved our health. And so we are just addicted to feeling well, and we offer this gift to people so that they can have that same opportunity as well. That's it, Jack. Do you have any questions for me?
Wow. Well, I should have been writing down all these things, but it seems pretty clear. Yeah, I'd just like to understand more about what these products are you're talking about. And
if there was one category, whether it was air, water, sleep, nutrition, light, which one would it be that you would want to first investigate and first incorporate into your home or office or classroom, wherever you are?
Well, the water. I think water to me is, you know, I understand that our body is 70% water, and I want to have the best water there is. So if you can show me this water is good, I'm interested.
Well, and if you'll share your email address with me, I will send you a little video clip. I'll send you a PDF so that whether you choose to watch something or read something, you'll have it. And then you'll have my contact information so that we can continue this conversation. I hope that you thought of someone else, not just yourself, because of this lovely ripple effect that comes from something good. Is there anyone that came to mind as I was reading those questions?
Wow, yeah, well, that's why I was thinking I needed a piece of paper and a pencil, because I thought of several people. And, yeah, actually, my wife, Karen, she has that situation where in the wintertime when the days are darker, she has problems with her thoughts sometimes. You know, she tends to feel more, a little bit more depressed in the wintertime.
Well, then in the email, I'll add a testimonial and some information from NECAN about their full spectrum light, and let you decide if it's a good fit for the two of you.
You know, if I think about it a little bit, I'll be able to write down some other names, because almost everything you talked about, I thought of somebody, and right now I'm now I forgot who I thought about, but I know I can come up with those names later.
Well, I'll send this email off to you today, and then let's see, it's Saturday. How about I follow up with you Monday afternoon? Would you be ready for a phone call by then?
Yeah, about what time? What is good for you?
If I say 8 o'clock my time, that's 5 o'clock your time. Would that work?
Yes, 5 o'clock, I'm clear. Thank you.
All right, then I'll get the email to you, so you've got a few days to look it over. I actually, as I was speaking, was looking at a sheet of paper with the solutions, and so I will attach that for you. So you've just got this brief overview, and when you're ready, you can, you know, look further, look at my website and see how extensive the catalog really is. But, you know, just one step at a time, I watch people just get their body back in balance, get their life back in balance. And so I'm grateful for the first step that you took. And I'll get back to Sue and thank her and tell her that we spoke. And I look forward to speaking with you on Monday.
Well, I'm looking forward to it too, Gloria. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yay. So how much time did it take?
I think I'm just under 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think so. That is fabulous. Well,
and one of the things, Gloria, you use, like when you were talking about the water and the air, you use that first page from Rick Murphy, the NECAN plan?
Correct. It keeps my ADD in check. So I can...
Yeah, and I got it out when you...
Yes, if they're in person, I hand it to them.
Okay.
If they're sitting with me, and you have to pull them back once in a while... to a part on the page because people will read ahead of you. But I point to my copy. They're looking at their copy, and if they're in person, they leave with this. If you've set up the appointment with someone, you could email this to them. They could have it. They could be looking at it with you if that's the way you choose to do it. Because that does help some people learn. It helps some people retain. But I don't always do it because that would have been a separate conversation to make sure that they were in front of their computer and you know, not walking around their yard. And so I don't care where they are when they're on this call with me. I don't tie them to their computer. They could be in the car. A lot of people have long commutes. And
yeah,
as much
absolutely.
As I hate distracting people, they know if they're in 2 mile an hour stop still traffic that they'll listen to you for 15 minutes.
Yeah, perfect. That is perfect. But it is a nice visual. I got it out and put it in front of us while you were talking, and you know, it's you see the things for the wellness home and the hands around the home protecting it. And I think it's a great visual. But I like what you said, too. I mean, don't restrict it because finding the nooks and crannies to fit it in, people might be driving or they might be, you know, out walking. So wherever you can catch it would be good.
The other thing, Gloria, that just I had the urge to say something several times, and it seemed like for myself, I know you're trying to get it done in the 15 minutes, which you, and if you let somebody else talk, that might not happen. But
that's why I ask them if they've got any questions at the end or any particular information that they need, just to honor that time. I've got so many people that, number one, are impressed that you honored what you said. Some busy professionals say, but that's all I've got, right, is the 15. And so
yeah.
I just honor that time. But, yeah, if I'm one-on-one, I can read your face. I can read the fact that you're ready to speak. And so I'll just rest my hand down on the paper, literally where I was, all right, so I can answer their question and then bring it back to where I was.
Okay, so maybe a compromise would be to ask them to have a piece of paper and a pen or pencil in front, you know, with them while you ask these questions, and if they think of somebody or if they think of something they'd like to, a question they'd have at the end.
Great idea.
Yeah. So that I would have felt better if Karen did have a piece of paper in front of me, but I wasn't using it. So, but if you would have said, you know, have that ready, then I would have had the pen in my hand.
Right. And
yeah.
Jack, you had another suggestion when we talked the other day that if I'm in front of that group like I was at the physical therapist office, if I had any kind of little contest, a raffle at the end, I could have asked them to fill the top portion out on the customer form, the simple name, phone number, email, what every single business is asking you at the register so they can have you in their database. I mean, you can't check it out anymore without them asking for that. And so that's the retail mindset that I've got to weave into this. Have them fill that out. Let them know that Nikan may send them information about a special that we can use that ID number should they choose to, you know, place an order. And draw one of those names if you're in a group and give them a gift. Maybe it's inexpensive as the pack of Super Minis. Or the Power Minis. And so, yeah, I thank you for that, too, the raffle idea.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I love that idea, Gloria. Wow, I mean, that even, you know, kicks it up a notch. You've got those names and addresses, just like you said. Everybody is asking all the retail places, and I think people are happy to provide that because you are going to provide them with, you know, information that they're interested in.
Right.
Well,
and we have that wonderful sheet that Tina and Julie put together with the prices on one page. If they're sitting in front of me, it's very easy to hand that to them and then take Patricia Van Gilder's idea and highlight the things that they mentioned. So one-on-one will change this, but it has also been working long distance. And I think Jeremy is on the phone. He was going to give his feedback on doing this long distance with a relative of his, and he had told me they were very skeptical about being sold to, and yet they asked me questions about two different products when we were finished. And then Paula's on the phone, and she's seen us do this in a little lunch and learn at my kitchen table, and it resulted in two of her customers being really thinking about what they want for in starting this in the future. And my customer, who was a stranger from meeting in a store, she made a decision that day. She didn't come to a stranger's home to not make the decision. She came ready to purchase her waterfall. So, Paula, would you like to tell everyone how this felt for you and the feedback that you got from your customers?
Yeah, good morning, everybody. About a month ago when Gloria had this lunch and learn at her house, so it was really awesome for me and for my guests to ask these questions, and I didn't feel like I have to remember to mention all the Nikkei products and run out of breath, but this was kind of like really giving the attendees opportunity to think really on their own how they could help someone else or what they might need. So I'm now when I was reading these questions again, so I'm so happy that we have it this way because I don't feel like I have to like push the sales and buy this and buy insoles and they're awesome. But just, you know, it this way the prospect can possibly think and make their own decisions. So I'm going to use this in my next presentations and my networking groups and this approach. I feel that it's really awesome. So
right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Paula. And, you know, that's a really good point because we all hear and we know the ABCs, you know. You're the if you're building your business, you're the B, and the people that you want to reach out to and talk to are the Cs. And the person that you're working with, your upline that you're working with is the A. And so ABCs are so powerful because it leverages you have somebody else other than yourself. It shows people that they don't have to know everything themselves in order to do, you know, to do a presentation. It gives the credibility to the A, so that, you know, the B is the friend of the C. They bring the friend and then they talk to the person. And so ABCs are so powerful, but I think a lot of people have been uncomfortable with ABCs because the B is afraid of what the A might say to their friend. And so we have these, like you said, Paula, you felt comfortable and your person, your guest felt very comfortable. And so I think that's really great. So thank you for sharing that. And then Jeremy's going to share, and I think you had the same experience, Jeremy, that you're prospect was comfortable. So could you share with us, please?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, we Gloria and I spoke with my sister, Erin, and, you know, Gloria asked me if I felt comfortable calling my sister and using these questions. And, you know, I read through the questions and I could see where this was going. And I definitely could see myself being comfortable asking these questions to not just my sister, but other prospects. And so when we got on the phone with my sister, I think after the first question about, you know, hearing the commercial with all the side effects, my sister laughed. And I think that really helped break the ice. And then after Gloria, you know, let through all the questions, my sister started asking questions. And I think one was about the water and the sleep system. And I think my brother-in-law asked about, oh, do you have anything for memory? So I really liked how the whole presentation went. It felt very comfortable for me.
Great. That is really great. Thanks, Jeremy. Ruth Lowe, you've had your hand up for a while. What would you like to share?
Beth, did you say Beth? Ruth? I'm sorry. Yeah, so it's great information. Thank you so much for sharing, Gloria, and your group. And so I do have a quick question. Once when you're at the PT area, did you actually display any products besides having that sheet of paper?
We walked in with the waterfall, so they watched us fill it up from a hose in their laundry room, and we did the magnetics. And again, I thought about what my audience was going to be, and so I brought water, and I brought magnets, and I brought duct tape.
What kind of magnets? Did you bring insoles?
I brought the insoles. And the Mag Duo, because again of my audience, they know how to manipulate the body to do the right thing for the body. And so I loosened up, the director's back by, you know, rolling the Mag Boy in the air behind her back. So I do that for mostly everybody so that they are comfortable with the fact that it was the energy and not an untrained person as myself, because I always joke with these people and let them know that they have important initials after their name and I have ADD after my name. And so, again, they laugh and they appreciate that I am not trying to be them or to teach them something they already know. I'm there to show them something they may not be aware of. And so the interest at the end was I had talked about far infrared, and so they were interested in the duct tape and in water, and they were just fascinated with learning about magnets. So I came in minimalistic so that they weren't overwhelmed. Same thing when I did a senior citizens event recently. I had water, insoles for balance, and mental clarity on the table. So it's just knowing your audience. And if you don't know your audience, that's why I love these questions, because they open up all of the possibilities.
Fabulous. Thank you. So the other question I have is with Jeremy. When you did it with his sister, did you use Zoom or did you do it on a phone call? How did you do that?
Phone call?
Yeah, we just did it. Yeah, just on the phone.
On the phone. Okay. Great. Because how long did that last? Also about 15 minutes? Or did she ask questions and it became longer?
A little bit longer. Maybe 25 minutes or so.
Yeah, 20, 25.
Great. Thank you.
What I loved is what Jeremy just said, that I had sent the information, the questions, and the, you know, that colorful page to Jeremy. So he knew exactly what I was going to say. Because so much of this over the years for me has been the personality on the phone or the personality on Zoom or the personality in the front of the room. And this really can take that out of the equation. I'll give you a prime example. Vicki Bates was in my office a week ago Wednesday. We made some calls. She called somebody on her chicken list, and we got an appointment for the next day. And what turned from a woman who knew nothing about what Vicki was into turned into, well, I probably need that sleep system, that topper at least on my bed. And the funniest moment for me was I got permission still to do 15 minutes, and she literally had 20 because her lunch hour got changed. And I pulled my little folder out. I took the sheet of questions out, and I started reading them. not high tech, in her mind, maybe not professional, but I did it because it was not only comfortable for me, but it made Vicky comfortable because she knew I wouldn't get segued, and she also knew that she could do it. So after I got finished, the minute I mentioned that I'd been a customer and around this company for 17 years, that woman's head snapped up, her eyes got big, and she thought, you're not a newbie in this company reading questions. And it was a really good affirmation for me that this can be duplicated.
Wow. I know we're late a little bit, but does anybody else have a question? You can raise your hand with 5-star. Question or comment? Okay. Well, Gloria, this has been fabulous. Thank you. Oh, here it. Oh, Ruth Lowe again. Okay, Ruth.
Sorry about that. So I just want to, can you share your questions with us, or you plan on sending it out to the rest of us, Jack?
Yeah.
They got sent out a while ago, but I'm going to type them smaller to get them on one sheet and send them to Jack, and then he'll send them out again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We've learned so much from you guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Patricia Van Gelder.
Yeah, thank you. And, Gloria, that was really wonderful to hear an example of you doing that with Jack. And I'm always at my desk when I'm on these calls or have pieces of paper, something I can write on. But I purposefully just stepped outside, and I was outside sitting in a chair just listening. And so I thought it flowed very well. I thought you got permission for every step. I thought that everything just flowed really wonderfully, and it's so duplicatable. There's one question, and I'll have to go back and look at your list, that had a big or in it. And when I was trying to follow you, I got a little lost, but that's the nature of the technique. And plus, I could have gotten distracted with a butterfly or something.
it was probably me going off script. It was probably me condensing sentences.
I think for everybody, if we're introducing this, you know, it's just these, have you ever thought of, and then one thought. And have you ever thought of, and then one thought. Because they're getting instructions of, okay, I'm going to be thinking about bottled water. I'm going to be thinking about, because then your mind goes to those plastic bottles floating in the ocean. Now then, have you ever thought about the dangers of tap water? And then you think about the article in the newspaper, all the thing about the lead and the water and the E. coli and all that. And I think that was the only thing that, for me, just as a pure listener, pretending as much as I could to be a newbie, that was the only thing I heard. But I thought it was excellent. I love it. Love it. Love it.
Okay. Thank you, Patricia. Bill Cottle, your hand's up.
Good morning. Excellent job. The one comment, Patricia, is that the nice thing is you can re-listen to this, and that's my favorite thing to do when I'm working in the garden in the morning, so I can go back and then fill in those notes if that particular question pops back up. But Gloria and Paula and Jeremy, awesome job. Thank you.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you all for being on the call. We love and appreciate every one of you, and thank you for this mastermind, which is growing. I think it's growing exponentially right now because we're getting input from you guys. We certainly can't do it all and don't want to do it all. We want us all to grow together. So thank you. And this will be posted on 100 Millionaires shortly. So we love and appreciate you guys. Thank you.